Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, getting it for Steinmetz with Guru. This is the crossover with Willard and Dibs.
The fellas!
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Yo! Dibbers!
Yeah, just...
How's the baby in the ear infection?
Better. So much better.
All right.
Yeah, it's
already?
Amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, modern medicine. Yeah. And so, she slept, which means we slept.
There
and so
it is.
I went from probably about 3 hours of sleep two nights ago to a full like nine.
Yeah.
A solid nine last
night.
Nine was like seven Ooh. Dreams. It was one of those ones
seven
where
dreams.
Like you dream and you wake up. It's like, oh my God, I don't think I can go back to... And then you sleep again, and you get another dream, and it's like, oh, my God, this is like a,
That's
it's like spending all day at the movie theater.
My last dream, I swear, guys, it was last week. Somebody stole my car, and I didn't have insurance, and I thought I had. And I woke up, and then I got my car. It's in the It was a dream.
And not the best.
I had a great day.
If you could bottle up the feeling that you get when you wake up from a nightmare
That's
and realize
what I had.
That it's
the
not
nightmare-y.
True. Oh, if you could bottle that.
Listen, I'm over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The last time I had one, I think it was on Friday morning because I woke up and I was in such a great mood and I thought it was Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to go to work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It works both ways. Sometimes it's so good.
Yeah, but that's oh God. That's
it was a really tough. I'm like, why am I up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday? Oh, that's right. I gotta go work with
But
with
at
these
least
guys.
It was still ahead. Like I hate waking
Dude.
Up, right? When you wake up on like a Monday and you still think it's Sunday. Or whatever.
That's tough.
Like it's yeah. Like, oh damn
well,
it.
Well, according to Goo and a lot of Warriors fans, you'll be able to get 3 hours of sleep tonight, you know, at around
no, I'm
four. Just count
I
them
just,
out. Like, they're done.
Well,
can I just say
no, because your voice is
just messing with
you. Can't just
do we
say.
Know officially who all is out?
Well, everybody.
Like, pretty much everybody.
Randy came
like
in
Butler,
like it
Butler,
ain't official.
Draymond and Buddy
I don't need to be like the radio
yeah,
guy
but
here, but
it.
In case I just tuned
Steph
in.
Steph
yeah.
is out.
Okay.
Jimmy is out. Draymond is out.
Wait,
Al
Draymond's
is out.
Draymond's out
yeah.
because Steph is out?
Kuminga is out.
Okay.
They're
shocker.
All out. They're all out.
Okay.
And Guru.
Go ahead, Will, because I love
no,
you.
And I know you know what I'm about to say. I'm shocked that you're shocked. Like, I'm shocked that you're shocked. I was listening when the news came in.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Shaka Smart.
Breaking news.
Warriors are old. Go ahead. I hear you.
But it's not just old. Like, there's a few things going on here. Steve Kerr told us last week that there's no way they're playing both of these games.
All right.
And so, you know, like, I know you're giving Steph the pass.
Yeah.
And I like, the way my brain works, I don't know if anyone's sick. I don't know if he tweaked his ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think that Jimmy's back. Like, I don't care. I don't think the Warriors are a bunch of whiners.
Okay.
And if they're saying this about the schedule.
No, they're saying, who am I to, like, no, then, I'll give you that.
But and so this
I just
is,
don't like it this early, but then that's when they feel like, this you is, know, this is.
But this is when their gauntlet is happening.
All right.
Like, we were in the other room, and Lucas goes, did you know that the Lakers are on a 5-day break?
I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Yeah. Spadoni said they don't play on Sunday.
Yep.
5-day break.
But the Warriors are going to get one of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they won't rest then. But when the Lakers have to do that Grammy trip that they do every year.
Look at you.
Guys are going to be rested.
But I guess like why I got started real quick, Will, was last night. I just, without Banchero, another edition of one of the teams don't have their best player. We can still beat the Warriors when they're full. It hurts. And it's not all the basketball. It's not at all about all athleticism. But you could see it, Dibs. I can see what might be their kryptonite. And sometimes it hurts, man. And my last thing, I'm all over. What Jimmy did to Buddy, that broke my heart.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it.
Because you wouldn't do it to Willard, so don't do it to me.
Of course you wouldn't do it to him.
Don't be one of those dudes.
I will keep the same smoke.
He would not dare say that and dress him down. I'm not going to ever throw the effing ball to you. How dare the dude struggling? Where's the leadership, Will? That's not cool. And if you guys are one of those leaders, and I don't think you are, how can you sign off on that? That is not cool. That, come on, y'all.
You and Steiny do this to each other every day.
I disagree. It's extremely one-sided.
They dish
it to each other.
Exactly.
Buddy doesn't do it to Jimmy.
But then it becomes common, though.
No, but
we have not seen that.
Yes, the only thing that's different is he got caught on camera and we can read his lips. This Steve Kerr said, I'm so bleeping sick of Draymond.
That happened.
And then they go win rings. These are such emotional moments.
So nothing there.
Nothing. Literally.
Dibs. Nothing.
I asked him before the show again. And did he? Did he throw him the ball again?
It's not even about that. It's about why would you embarrass me in front of the Magic? And now this thing's going viral.
I think it's because.
It's an emotional moment.
And it was his turnover. And like, should Buddy have like gone out of his shoes to like at least get a piece of it? Whatever. And Jimmy's like, I'm not throwing you the ball again. It's like, oh, yeah, of course. And it's kind of like Brock Purdy, if he would have said that to Ronnie Bell last year when Ronnie Bell had the drop, and I'm not throwing you the ball again. Well, Brock wouldn't do that, but Brock's not Jimmy. And
it hit different because play had been stopped so everybody could hear it.
Right. I mean,
you know, if you say that we're running down court, Will, I get it, but play was stopped, Evan. You that mad? Who
it was
are
on
you
the
really?
Next possession. It wasn't on the
Magic.
Same play.
Yeah, take it out on the Magic. Don't take it out on Buddy who's struggling. I just thought that wasn't cool.
I thought it was a big nothing burger. And I asked Mark earlier, I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a deal is that? And I said, I got it as a 2. And he's like, I have it as a negative 2. And honestly, forget the Buddy and Jimmy buddy comedy
thing. Because we haven't seen it all season.
We haven't seen it. Okay. And I do think that there are reasons for that. And the biggest reason is that Buddy has stunk.
Ooh.
And like, you're not going to go up there and be like, I'm Batman. I saved the day. No, Buddy, you are a real, you're not a problem, but you're not having a good year. Ooh. And so in that moment, for me, that was just Jimmy being Jimmy. And it's like, yeah, Jimmy, should you not have said that? I guess, but you said it to Buddy, and I don't think that Buddy heard that and was like, oh my God, he's not going to throw to me.
Yeah.
I would not even try to get open.
I got you, but
to me, that was a big nothing.
Wow.
That was Jimmy. Although I do like what you said earlier, Evan, about your little filing cabinet that apparently you have, and you, I'm going to file that away. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to file that under VT, verbal taunt, and we're going to file that away. When you said that, I was like, ooh, I like that. Like, that part of it, sure, because if there's more of this later, if there's more of like...
Bad Jimmy?
Or
could
like
that be
Jimmy,
in the file?
Jimmy gets to a spot, and Buddy cuts to the hoop, and Jimmy looks at him and goes,
see,
no.
I don't expect that.
But that, to me, would be where your file, that you apparently have started, that's where that file becomes an actual thing. As a one-off, it was nothing, but I liked what you said about, oh, I'm going to go ahead and file that one away. Yeah, I like that part.
I didn't like it personally, and I think that a lot of, like, Buddy Hield is a proverbial punching bag for a lot of people, both fans as well as people on his team. A lot of the ribbing that Jimmy Butler gave to Buddy last year was fun in games because they were winning. I feel like it's just low-key bullying, but he's Buddy Hield and he can take it.
Man.
So, how many times have we seen Buddy dish it out to others? He's always the butt of the joke. Bud of the joke. Like,
that's a three.
He's just, a two.
Yeah, I know what that was. Good. I should have landed it the first time. But to me, the closest we've seen them look happy together is on their bobblehead this year.
Well, look.
Buddy had a 20-point game in L.A. I didn't see them messing around after that
We have
crypto.
Not seen that series this year.
There's a totem pole on every NBA team. It's just the way it is. Buddy Hield, nobody's yelling at Jimmy Butler. That's not, like, you would have to be Draymond. No one's yelling at Draymond. Quentin Post is not going to yell at Draymond, I'm not passing you the ball if Draymond drops the ball. And that's just the way... That's the way the structure of the whole thing works.
The pecking order.
Yeah. Buddy Hield has sucked this year. Steve Kerr screamed at him in the middle of a blowout last week.
Yeah, I haven't brought
that up. He has been awful, and this is a performance-based industry, and these guys get that. So you have to button up and buckle up and take that when you keep making mistakes, number one. And number two, I'm under the impression this is – absolute standard operating procedure, and we just happen to see this one. Dudes are yelling.
So you
at each
heard
other.
It in real time.
It's not the first time Jimmy Butler's yelled at a teammate on a court. All I'm saying.
I don't think it's the first. I don't know of a game where guys aren't yelling at each other.
And I know you guys think I'm from Venus, but there's a new era. Shout out to the baseball hat out there of what goes on and what we think is okay and locker room stuff. But this was on the floor. Just think about Buddy, though, just for 1 second, and we know he's playing bad dibs. That thing goes viral, and there's no Willard or Dibs saying it was a nothing burger. They're fine. I just thought that had a negative connotation on Jimmy of all this. You're frustrated. I get it. And what? I don't know. But pick your team, your brother up. But to dressing down, and that's how I missed in real time. We were together, didn't hear the sound. I went and watched it again, and I go, just think if I'm Buddy. That comes off bad.
Are you okay with Kyle Shanahan dressing down Renardo Green?
No, that was called for, and I liked.
Okay, listen.
Our defense is leaky as
well. One guy's the coach, and Jimmy Butler's a player. Jimmy's not the coach.
He's not, but
he's not the coach.
But we know there are coaches on the floor, and 36-year-old superstar future Hall of Famers are that. Like, we know that. Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy have a completely different role and status within this structure. And they are absolutely allowed to tell the other people yes and no. Like, that's how
that
works.
That, to me, was more of an Aaron Rodgers moment where Aaron Rodgers, like, makes a throw and the guy's in the wrong spot.
Pushes his offensive lineman.
It's not news, by the way, that Jimmy is rough around the edges. Like, this is Jimmy. It's Jimmy Butler.
It didn't bother me. At all.
When he wins, everything's all fun and games. But when Jimmy Butler's on teams that lose, he becomes the Jimmy that has been discarded by four different teams.
I think this is Jimmy. The same way, like, it's not even the full level of what Draymond is. And we're all, like, we're just used to that more. I mean, Draymond screams at teammates way more than anyone, probably in the league.
That's a fact. But
he also elevates them and will go to bat for them.
Man, this just
Jimmy hasn't gone to bat for his teammates for the entire summer.
Man, who are you
for Buddy Hield?
Well, I mean, listen.
That's the guy. He's not yelling at JK. He knows he can't yell at JK.
But your spotlight, sure he can.
When has he done it?
I don't know. Again, we don't usually see all of this stuff. Jimmy Butler.
And I guess that's 90% of my, like, you couldn't have waited to give it to him in the huddle.
Look, it's an emotional game. Jimmy Butler put Buddy Hield very much under his wing all year last year. They put on a show. There's a reason they had a bobblehead together. Because
I'm shocked.
Boys, I mean, Buddy was here before Jimmy ever came, so I don't know if he ever put him under his wing.
But once he arrived here, they became a thing.
And Jimmy had won nothing, and even though he took a team to the finals.
I don't know. Like, the way I took that.
And I know emotions in the game. Yeah, I know.
Also, I mean, let's not take it for face value words. Like, he's actually never going to.
Yeah. Like Dib said, I know he's going
to pass it to him again in the game. I didn't watch every pass. He made,
just like
but.
When you wake up on a Sunday morning and say, I'm never drinking again. Yeah, you are.
All right.
Of course you are. But in a moment where you're not feeling it, you express your frustration. I don't know, man. Yeah. I think if we were ever on an NFL sideline, for example.
No, I believe. You don't even got to sell me on that. Like, come on now.
Wow,
I love what Kyle did to Green. That was warranted.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it, but I'll put it in the file. I think the NFL is so much different, though. I mean, guys are literally banging heads every single play. I've just never seen Christian McCaffrey throw Jake Brendel under the bus, even though he could umpteen times a game when this guy does not give him room to run the ball.
But that's not his personality. You'll never see it from Steph either. You know, that's who Jimmy and Draymond are.
And remember,
that's who they are.
I was sensitive when Moody did what he did to, what was the kicker?
Remember, I didn't like that from Debo,
but then, you know, months later I heard he was like, you got to step up. I'm like, well, wasn't that bad, but it looked bad.
It looked bad, and ultimately it didn't lead to Jake Moody making more kicks, and then Moody's gone, and Pepper's gone, and well, Debo's gone too. So that's the way that went. I look at yesterday, and I'm just watching the playback right now. I think that Jimmy was mad because he makes a bad pass, and you have Buddy cutting down the middle, and Buddy didn't even really put his arm up. Maybe Buddy thought the pass was going to somebody else because it was such a bad pass that Buddy probably thought, like, oh, that's got to be all the way out to the three-point line. And then Jimmy says what he said, and whatever, Jimmy. Yeah. Like, that's fine. For me, it was a big old nothing burger. It was a sign of frustration for an older team that was playing against a team that maybe, not that they should have beaten, but they should play better.
Do you think they know they didn't have it?
And this team turns the ball over so much.
Like, do you think they know that they didn't have it early against Orlando?
No. I think that they thought that they had it, but they were looking for help from the others. And when you don't get help from the others, well, then you better be amazing. And Steph was great. Jimmy was great. Draymond was fine. And then everyone else was not very good.
But the youth and the athleticism was Orlando by a landslide.
And it will be against 23 of the 30
Willard,
teams.
And that's what I'm having the problem with, I guess. Like, tell me, Goo, just some nights are going to be like that.
Yeah. Some nights are going to be like that. And so I don't know, maybe we all need to sort of like make a, if you want to be a Warrior fan in 2025, you're going to have to sort of look at this from 10,000 feet as opposed to night to night. Like, they are playing this
the long game
for April. Mm. Of course they're playing. And I do think the things that are triggering people right now are going to lessen. Like, Ev, I heard you say, like, the schedule excuses need to stop. I think by definition they will. Like, he pointed out when they get
freed up.
But you sort of like made it sound like you, and this, I get it, like you're frustrated by those excuses being used now. I think that they're probably pretty fair. I don't have any reason to think that Steve Kerr is making this up, that he says, I've been in the league for 40 years and I've never seen anything like
this. And it is crazy what they had to endure.
Okay, if that's what you're telling me is going on with your team, I believe you. I believe you. You're Steve Kerr. I believe you. I don't think you're making that up. For no good reason, but I don't think those excuses will continue because they won't have them, they won't want them, and won't need them.
No, they won't have them. And I looked at their next five when they come home after tonight. You've got Portland, and you're off for 2 days. You've got Utah, you're off. You've got Houston, you're off for two. Mm-hmm. You've got New Orleans, you're off for two. Then OKC, you have 5 games in 12 days, all at home.
Perfect.
And you've got Portland, Utah, and New Orleans. Houston, OKC, fine. Those might be a little bit tougher. And I looked, Evan, at not all the teams, but I did a little bit of a dive on other teams who've played a ton of road games. OKC's played 9 road games, and they've had 3 back-to-backs. The Warriors have played 12 road games after tonight, and they've had 5 back-to-backs. So that, whatever, old team, young team, they've had five back-to-backs already through 17 games. That is bananas. The Lakers have had nine road games. They've had three back-to-backs, not as many. The Hawks have had nine road games, and they've had three back-to-backs. And so if you look at just the teams who've played almost as many road games, and no one's played as many as the Warriors, which will be 12 after tonight. Not only have they played 12 games, most in the association, they've played 17 games, also the most. They've played five back-to-backs, also the most. Yeah. So the schedule thing, I get it. You can whine and cry, and you know Steve Kerr's had multiple comments, and you can take that however you want, but the facts are the facts of the matter.
No, but my point is simply that won't be something you can hide behind by the end of the new year.
Agree.
Because we only have two more back-to-backs in the next 38 days, and in that time you play the same amount of games you just played in the first 29. So if they still continue to struggle, and some of the issues that are present on a night like last night, which is your young guys weren't good enough to help the older players, and on some of the other games, your older players weren't good enough to get you to the finish line, then Steve Kerr will not be saying, hey, well, it's, you know, the schedule, we got to figure some stuff out. And maybe that's where you look to the deadline. Maybe that's where you look to how we can improve this roster, because I know everyone wants to change now, but this is their team, at least for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So they got to figure something out.
I think I look at some schedule quirks also. Warriors are one of two teams in the NBA that have not lost a home game. They just haven't played very many of them. They played 11 road games. Okay. They've played five home games.
Okay, five. Yep. All right. So I'll be there Friday night.
Like, they're 9-7, and they have played not just a crazy travel schedule, not just the most back-to-backs, not just the most games. Two-thirds of them are also on the road.
Mm-hmm.
More than two-thirds of them are on the road. So, yeah, this is going to get better. And if it doesn't, then I think the points that you guys are bringing up are completely valid. But Dibs is right. They're going to finish this game tonight. They're going to rest. They're going to get on a flight. They're going to come home. They're going to be here for 2 weeks, 14 full days, before they got to get on a plane again. All of the games are at home. Three of them are against crappy opponents. Two of them are against good ones. They'll probably go 4-1, and everybody is going
to... I got it. We're going to be championship.
You got five games in 12 days.
I got you.
2 weeks, essentially, yeah.
Right, but you got days off on the front end and the back end of it. So
that's
like
the point.
Yeah.
And even though you do go on the road, and you've got a back-to-back, Toronto and Brooklyn, you have a back-to-back, OKC and Utah, and you will, at that point, have the most back-to-backs in the association, but... Yeah, you've got a big old fat January where you don't leave Pacific time zone for more than 3 weeks. So, yeah, we can all look at this and say, yeah, bad schedule, rough, but you're going to have the good still coming because, as you know, Evan, everyone only plays 41 games on the road.
Yes, that is true.
I would be worried if any of these injuries were real.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, they're not.
No, I hear
Kuminga?
You. Now that one's starting to conserve. Yeah. 23 years old with bilateral knee tendonitis.
I'm bummed that he's not here for this one.
Oh, right.
This is the one.
I got
this. This is the night where you're like, ooh, man.
Yeah.
And Steve had told us a couple days ago that he was very hopeful that Jonathan would play tonight.
Yeah.
And he's not, which tells me that something is lingering.
Yeah. Oh, and I wonder what's lingering. And if I can spend 20 seconds playing the conspiracy theory troll role of the show, let's go backward where he plays and then they lose.
First game of San Antonio.
And then... Well, he played that game.
Sacramento.
He played half that game.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going back to the previous game.
Oh, okay. Thunder.
Against OKC.
Yeah.
He played, and then Draymond comes out after and says, you know, whatever it is, you know, there's guys, and there's this, and there's that. And then JK plays a half.
Yeah.
Ooh, my knees. And he hasn't played since. And in that game, he didn't start. They changed the lineup. So Draymond makes his comments. The very next game against San Antonio, Kuminga doesn't play. And then my knees hurt at halftime, and I haven't played since.
It was questionable going into the game.
Yeah.
So there was already a knee listing prior to the game.
I'm just saying.
So, well, what are you saying?
I'm curious. I'm saying is if you are a conspiracy theory.
What is the conspiracy?
He doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to play?
Yeah. He doesn't want to play because he got called out.
That's pretty heavy.
And he's not starting.
That's pretty
heavy. So, like, You've got bilateral knee tendonitis and you're 23, okay.
Which is weird, but man, okay. But
and that came out of nowhere.
He got away. I'm not with you. He don't want to play, but he's doing that.
Like, he had the ankle last year for 2 months.
Man, everything.
I don't know.
Single thing they've all said, that he's not wired that way. Mm. This is what I still love about the kid. Does he make all the right decisions? Does he think too much of himself? Whatever. We could have that conversation, but dude, his head seems to be screwed on pretty straight. That's a big, and I know you're not accusing it.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a head scratcher. Yeah, for me,
I don't think he's wired that way.
This would be a game where, all right, no Steph, no Draymond, no Jimmy.
He'd start tonight.
And Cook.
But he's not.
Right.
That doesn't seem to add up.
What does add up? And that's what I wonder.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
He also missed 4 games last year with tendonitis in both knees. So it's not.
And that was in
that would actually be more concerning
December,
to me, the fact
or,
that this is something that's happened again. This was in April. Yeah.
After he came back from the ankle.
Yes. Okay.
Evan has a call, so he's got to get out of here. But
yeah,
did you hear the morning roast, Willard? Because Sam Lubman has been the star of the station for me. I don't know if Dibs are. We're about to play it. He did an impersonation of you.
Uh-oh.
I gave him a 9. Oh, I know Dibs is like, there are no
9s. One through five, and fives are rare.
Okay, but if you can, Grandy, if you can play Sam Lubman doing his Willard, let's see what you think.
Sam has the Mark Willard laugh down to a T. Can you do it for us real quick, Sam? Come on, do it. Do the laugh.
That sounded like a dead pelican.
That was a six for the Willard laugh.
Will, what are you getting at, Dibs? I'm going to let you know.
Yeah. Man.
You know me. You know me better than anyone else at the station, so you go first.
It would be a 2, but because when you do it live on the spot, it's a 3. It gets upgraded to a 3. His laugh is not that high pitched.
Okay. Oh, man.
And also not that deliberate. Like, he had pauses in there. Pause.
Totally.
Yeah. Like,
Will,
you're
not impressed, him.
Not at all. And
it's a 3. It's a solid 3.
But the guy that did the numbers are numbers thing, the guy that he was a caller on this show. Great. That one, okay. I was driving down Bay.
That was good.
I was in stitches.
Okay. All right.
I do not mind someone nailing it if they nail
maybe
it.
Maybe I gassed up Sammy.
You did not nail it. Sorry.
Instead of 3.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the actor in the movie Pitch Perfect, but it was not Pitch Perfect.
No.
Okay.
No. I gets a point or 2 for trying.
Evan wasn't impressed. I'm sorry. I've been teasing it all show.
Well, he was hyping it up like, you know, we're going to listen to the audio version of the Mona Lisa.
And by the way, Stray goes to you, Spadoni, for saying it was a 6. Shut up.
Well,
that doesn't even exist.
He's got to prop up his guy.
Come on.
We rate things on 1 to 5, and it all goes back to Mark Kreidler, because everything was rated on 1 to 5 crides. And getting 5 crides was rare.
Yeah.
So the majority of things are 2s, 3s, and 4s, unless you totally suck and you get a 1.
So the number of numbers dude is the winner, right? He did a better job.
Yeah, he
but
did a
Sam
much
Lubman, when I heard it driving, I go, that's Will.
He did a better job.
Speaking of 3s, you got Warriors Live at 3:30. Right.
Oh, you guys got a short show.
3:30 today, right there.
Yes.
3:30 today. 4:30
tip. I'm not good at math in the afternoon, but
because numbers are numbers.
Yeah,
and numbers are numbers.
Those numbers are accurate.
We'll see what we got tonight. Right. Roller Dibs coming up. 95.7 The Game.
Good luck on your call.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cumber.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh,
all I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Yeah, by the way, that's another demerit. For the fact that Stam's never tried that directly to my face. Do the impersonation sensation directly to the person.
Ha-ding!
Right? That's when you really gotta like, ooh. Now he did it on the spot because they made him.
Yeah.
But that's when you really, you remember when we did it to Gabe? To Gabe?
You did it.
We did Gabe to Gabe.
You did Gabe to Gabe, you and you did great.
You asked me to do Boach to Boach last week. I chickened out.
A little bit.
I mean, it just didn't. I wasn't feeling it.
But you did Gabe to Gabe, and Gabe was like, we, as a Kapler family, feel like you did a very good job.
Yeah,
I thought you did great with like, Gabe to Gabe.
He was like, do I sound like that?
Kind of.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you kind of do.
I did Mark Jackson to Mark Jackson
did
famously
you?
Back when he was the Warriors coach. I did the whole hand down, yeah, man down thing.
I love that.
Yeah, and he's like, that was really good. But. And that's, again,
there goes that man.
Second Kreidler reference, Whitey and Kreidler kind of put me up to it, and so I had to do it live, and we did it, and he's like, that's pretty good, even though I'm going to be out of a job here in about 7 weeks. Yeah, I liked it.
Exactly. All right, Greg Cosell's going to be here in 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Honk, honk. That's how we do it on a Wednesday. Outside of that, it's worry about
material.
We are. We've been working on it all week. We're ready for you, Greg. And outside of that, it's all you and it's all Dubs, Warriors, portions of the Warriors going against the Miami Heat at 4:30. Warriors live at 3:30. We'll take you to 4, then we'll get out of the way for the Warrior basketball game. I guess I should also maybe back the truck up a little bit.
Sure.
Did we get ahead of ourselves? I trust Grandy on this. I don't know if there's anything super uber duper official on Draymond yet. Here's
let me repeat my Cosell.
Go ahead.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
He's probably not playing. But here's just so that we've got all things official. Steph Curry is out.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga, out. Al Horford, out. Shams report, Jimmy Butler, quote, not expected to play. And then Draymond's just questionable.
Right.
Questionable concern.
And his questionable concern is when he walks in the locker room and says, who are you? Yeah. And that's when he walks in, he goes, wait a minute, Steve. You're telling me that 30's not here, and 10's not here, and 20 is not here, and number one, who used to be number zero, he's not here. I'm dealing with 2 and 21, and I think Pat Spencer is 61.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, just you're not like big on numbers, but.
I know, but sometimes.
And numbers are numbers.
Weird ones stick. Like you say 61, and right. I go, LeVon Hernandez, right?
Look at you.
Check it out.
Jesse Sapulu. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
Jesse Sapulu. And so he's going to walk in there and be like, oh, TJD, I think he's 32. You're playing. Where's 30?
Well, I'm weird.
Steve, I got to.
Yeah.
LeVon Hernandez, indeed, 61 of the Giants.
There you go. Yeah. But by Buddy Hield, also questionable. Same illness, apparently. He gave it
right.
to Draymond.
No, he's questionable with hurt feelings, yeah, I'm being told.
I'm weird when it comes to this stuff.
I'm Batman.
Not last night.
Not this year, you're not. Anyway, I'd rather Draymond sit. If this is what we're going to do, then do it all the way. I don't like
half-stepping yet. Ain't no half-stepping.
Yeah. If you're going to do this, then do it. Get your guys some rest. Why would you play Draymond Green? So, like, I think the question that we want to throw out to everybody, and we're going to do our engaging Dub Nation poll here in just a second, and it's all kind of connected. But, like, does this bother you? 888-957-9570. Does this bother you, what the Warriors are doing? And by the way, I'm joking on the crossover. I don't know how hurt, a little bit hurt, medium hurt, super hurt, just tired. I don't know. But Jimmy has had, quote, unquote, a back thing for 3 weeks now.
And I'm also joking about Kuminga. I do think that it's a little bit curious that the game after the Draymond Green, like certain people aren't here to try to win. He played a half a basketball.
I hear you. It is weird, although I just don't think he's wired that way. Steph Curry apparently twice now has sort of aggravated an ankle injury. I'm sure on some level, yeah, like maybe there was a little bit of an ankle tweak. I also think this, and Steve Kerr made reference to it earlier this week on our show when he said there are rules across the league. Like he didn't want to get into what the plan was for the next 48 hours because there are rules in NBA circles in terms of how you go about reporting injuries and playing and not playing. You're not allowed to just say, like, well, Warriors and Heat tonight, and we don't feel like it. Jimmy's out with a case of he doesn't feel like it. But, like, right? Steph Curry is out with a case of this has been our plan all year. You know what I mean? Like that.
Draymond Green's out with this schedule sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph might be out with a case of they're already on a plane home. I have no idea. But I don't know, like, here's how I'll put it, bud. I don't have the energy to get mad about this anymore. I just don't. You know what I mean? Honestly, for those of you, and again, thank you to everyone who's reached out. That school board meeting was last night. You ever argue with someone who's not even listening to what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Some would argue you do it on the show every day. I mean, do you ever argue or try to make a point to someone who's not even listening and made up their mind 8 weeks ago?
Was that last night?
Yes. That was last night for us. And yes, the Warriors made their mind up weeks ago, and the NBA made its mind up years ago, and we can continue to get super ticked about it. Or at some point, I would ask of myself, you all can do it of yourselves if you want, maybe we should, just for a second, listen to what they're saying and wonder if maybe they're just not all wimps who aren't built like they were back in MJ's day, and wonder what's going on here. Steve Kerr's been trying to explain this for months, if not years.
Yeah, he did it on our show, and his answer was actually brilliant. We talked more about it when you look at not only pace, but distance of mileage that's covered by all these players and the amount of games that you're being asked to play in a short period of time. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And you've got an older team. You've got the second oldest team in the association. And so you're going to do everything you can to try to protect them for April, because what the league has also told you is that the regular season doesn't really matter as far as wins and losses. Be a top 10 seed and you have a chance. So the league is telling you two things. Every game matters. Don't load manage or else. But if you do, just be a top 10 seed in April and then you've got a shot. So the league is kind of screwing itself as far as its mixed messages go.
I don't know that the league is as bothered by this. I don't think that they're screwing themselves. I think the
They're bothered tonight when you don't have Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Buddy potentially.
Are they? The league's fine.
Well, is it a national game tonight? Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Like, those are the ones that bother them.
It used to be a national game, and they pulled it.
They pulled it.
Right. It got flexed.
And it got flexed before the weekend. Last week, you think somebody called somebody? Hey, national TV, you might want a different game. You think it's above the Warriors that they knew last week that they were sitting these dudes out? I mean, Steve Kerr said this to us on Monday.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track or anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
I mean, so are we putting it, is it beyond the Warriors that somebody called somebody like a week and a half ago and went, yeah, you should probably get that Miami game off of your, probably get that off ESPN. Unless you really want to do a big feature on Quentin Post, you probably should get that game off of ESPN. I don't think that's above the Warriors at all. I think that's probably completely how it went.
It is, but somewhere there is a single mom who has scrimped and saved to get little Timmy his one chance. Hi, for just 67 cents, you too can make sure that little Timmy gets a chance to see Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. Gee and Pat and Quentin, for just 72 cents, you too can help little Timmy get a chance to realize his dream. What are we doing?
You haven't been using your Sally nearly as much.
No, I need the music to really bring it home.
I know.
For just 41 cents.
When you and I started, you used to go to Sally a few times a week.
Well, because we had the music.
I don't think we've been doing it on Sally.
I don't know if Grandy has the Sarah McLachlan. Whatever. And you're watching TV late at night.
You like the I Will Remember You? Is that the song?
I Will Remember You.
Yeah.
And that infomercial pops up where it's like, you know, for just 47 cents, you can save these puppies from the Grim Reaper for just 51 cents.
Actually, for free tonight, you can watch, guys.
The Warriors are in Miami and Steph isn't going to play. For just 37 cents, maybe you can encourage Steve to put Steph out there with a bad ankle and Draymond with his bad body parts and Jimmy, who's really mad at Buddy, for just 53 cents. You can actually see the Warriors, who are 10.5-point underdogs, go out there and mail it in an unfair schedule for just 76 cents. You can see Guy Santos get quality minutes. Thank you, Randy. Edgist, what are we doing?
How do you come up with the money totals?
It's everything less than a dollar.
Okay.
You got to go north of 17.
Did you say 67 or somebody? 408 said 67? 67.
I might have, but
anyway.
I saw this clip real quick, 10 seconds of a women's college basketball game yesterday where a team got to 67 points and the crowd went absolutely bananas. Apparently there was 1,000 like grammar school kids in the audience.
Yeah, but it's down
to nobody understood why.
Yeah, but now it's down to grammar school. Once it gets to the parents, the high school kids don't like it anymore.
Sure.
So nobody's using it there anymore. Grammar kids, they haven't caught the whole too cool for school thing yet. All right. The Engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll we will unveil right when we come back. Coming up next, okay, Warrior Wednesday is brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And we're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, zero bubbles. It's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. So does this bother you? The Warriors are kind of sitting everybody. Again, does this bother you? Are they not allowed to say, I'm tired, we've been traveling a lot? Honestly, 888-957-9570. We've got a brief amount of time to hear from you. We'd love to do that right now. Your calls right now and next. 888-957-9570. It is Willard and Dibbs.
What's up?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, Bay Area? It's Will Richard from the Golden State Warriors. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Ooh, that man is about to go for 30 tonight.
Like 30 points, 30 minutes? 30 for 30 for 30 for 30?
He might go for 40 tonight.
He won't get that many shots.
He might go for 50 tonight.
I mean, you got Steph, you got Jimmy, you got Draymond. They're all going to take up shots, aren't they?
Breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Go ahead and make it official. What has already been widely speculated, in addition to Steph Curry being out tonight, It is official that Jimmy Butler is out. It is official that Draymond Green is out. Al Horford was already officially out. Buddy Hield is in. Jonathan Kuminga out as well. Right. We knew that already. So
D'Anthony Melton's still out.
Well, we got
Buddy.
Yeah. Well, tonight, hopefully it's Batman. But we do have a D'Anthony Melton injury update as well that the Warriors have just released moments ago. He continues to make good progress with his rehab, has intensified workouts in recent weeks, participated in practice and scrimmages with Santa Cruz on multiple occasions. He will continue to be integrated into full practices when the Warriors ever practice. We'll see when that happens. But he is moving closer and will be reevaluated again in 10 days. 10 days from right now, another reevaluation for D'Anthony Melton, which I think would be Saturday. Is that the 30th? Saturday the 30th? Something. Anyway, 29th, 30th, whatever, something. Yeah. Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend is when we will get another reevaluation and therefore update on D'Anthony Melton. But again, circling back tonight, official, no Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan. Everybody else good to go.
Yeah. Sounds good. And I'm not surprised about Buddy because all Buddy does is play. And last year he played 82. The year before that he played 84 games, which both of those totals led the league. Last year he was one of only 10 or 11 players to play in every game. So unless Buddy's really hurt, he's not going to load manage. And yeah. You know what, Buddy? Tonight's a night for you to go out there and go 6 for 17 from three.
Find your shot.
Like, just find it. You don't have to find it and be amazing, but just go ahead and look for it, right? Like, you don't have to even find it. Go out there and just look for it.
Gosh, the Buddy thing is a head-scratcher. I don't know how you feel. For me, it's one thing if somebody is struggling to find their shot. Buddy seems to be struggling to find his way. That's what I find very concerning and why I think multiple, not just Jimmy, multiple people with the Warriors leadership group have screamed at Buddy just over the last 5 days on the court. Steve Kerr did it in San Antonio. Or I'm sorry, it was in New Orleans. In New Orleans, a game that was well in hand the entire time and was in the closing moments. And Steve barked at him because Buddy almost threw away an inbounds pass, which, by the way, he's done about 8 times this year. I don't know what on earth Buddy is doing out there right now.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
And so I fully get that people seem to think that what Jimmy did last night was like mean or something. These are big boys who've been around the block 1,000 times. Buddy is a grizzled veteran as well. And the bottom line is Jimmy has admitted right upon arrival, I hate turnovers. I hate them with a passion. I hate turnovers. Steve Kerr, what does he talk about? What's the Warriors' problem right now? Turnovers. And who seems to be trying to catch the ball with 2 pieces of wet newspaper so far this year? Who is not taking care of his passes more than anyone? Forget any talk about Jonathan or Draymond or whatever. Buddy Hield, good gracious. Like, we need to hire Debo to be like, dude, hit your clapper. Dude, lock in.
Well, his turnovers are down year over year.
Wow, his minutes are way down.
Yes, but the problem with Buddy is that his three-point shots are down. Last year, he took 6.7 threes per game over 23 minutes. This year, he's playing a little bit less, 17 minutes a game, and he's shooting 3.5 threes a game. So he's missing his threes, but he's not even taking his threes. And so last night, and that's where I thought that the Jimmy Butler thing, like Jimmy gets mad at him, I'm never throwing you the ball again. Fine, Jimmy. Like, honestly, why are you trying to throw the ball to Buddy Hield cutting down the lane anyway? So Buddy's cutting from the top of the key down toward the basket. And is that really what we're doing on offense? You know, Buddy, you should never be cutting toward the hoop. And Jimmy, you should never be throwing him the ball cutting toward the hoop. So Buddy needs to be a spot up in the corner, on the wing, above the break, three-point shooter, and right now he's lost his confidence or whatever's happening. He's not doing the one thing he's best at.
Yeah, I get that, but some of these things are just like, I don't know, they look like the simplest things out there. He's turning the ball over in the oddest spots, inbound passes, simple, just A to B things. So I get it. The Warriors are frustrated with his play right now. Okay, Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Here we go. And this is another thing that I think kind of loops into our overall point. At the start of the road trip, I felt like this fan base, I thought we had an agreement. That's how I felt. Tell me if I'm wrong. I thought we all agreed that a 3-3 road trip, all things considered, was a success. Still feel that way?
No. Okay. I mean, new information.
Right. That's fair.
When you steal one, if not two, at San Antonio, then you start to recalibrate.
I get it.
Have a different thought.
And so if they lose tonight, which is not a given, but if they do, it is that 3-3 trip, which so many of us said represented a successful trip. But do you still feel that way? It's a yes or no question on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. Go vote now, and then we will share the results later. And we'll get back to the Warriors in just a second. But guess what, my friend?
Yep.
More breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The Niners have their new temporary kicker.
Okay.
The Niners have signed a kicker. In the absence of Eddie Pinheiro, who has a hamstring injury, you want to talk about how incestuous the NFL is. The Washington Commanders, beaten earlier this year by Jake Moody, signed Jake Moody off of the Bears practice squad so they could use him this week because they did not love the performance of one Matt Gay, who they then cut so that they could bring in Jake Moody. Well, the Niners have just signed Matt Gay after being cut by the Washington Commanders. So that the guy that the Commanders didn't want anymore and thought they wanted Jake Moody more is now the Niners kicker, the team who wanted Jake Moody less. Did that make sense to everyone?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, Matt Gay on his way to the Niners will be their kicker for at least this week.
Right, and it's the kicker roundtable. It's kind of the kicker carousel where a guy loses his job. Like Moody loses his gig, goes to Chicago, practice squad. He gets a chance. He does pretty well. And then, well, their kicker's back. So now you go to Washington and on it goes. And for, you know, Matt Gay, he missed week 8 with a back injury. And then he came back and, you know, apparently he wasn't so hurt that he couldn't keep on kicking. And I do know that Anders Carlson came in yesterday for a tryout with the Niners, and apparently they didn't love what they saw there. And the other guy that you really didn't much care for, the dude with the three names.
John Parker Romo.
Thank you, John Parker Romo.
I'm stoked they didn't sign that guy.
Right, so those two guys come in, and I don't even know if Matt Gay had a tryout, or maybe they just called Adam Peters with Washington, former Niner front office guy, and they said, yeah, Matt's good, but we don't love him, but you will for a week.
Well, he is having his worst year so far this year. He has kicked in 10 games with the Washington Commanders, and he was 13 of 19. That is 68%. He is a career 84% kicker, but peep this. Of his 6 misses, 5 of them have come from north of 50 yards. So in many ways, you just kind of signed Eddie Pinheiro again. The difference is that Pinheiro, we were told, super accurate, but didn't have a big leg. But then he came in here, and he started nailing 50-something yarders, 58, 59 yarders. He hit that one that never meant more than an inch over the ground. Remember that one? I mean, like, Eddie was absolutely on one. But here comes Matt Gay, who has struggled from beyond 50 yards, but he has been absolute nails.
Yep.
Outside of that, 5 for 5 from 40 to 49. He's only tried 3 from the 30-some-odd yard range. He did have one miss there, 2 for 3, 2 for 2 inside of 30 yards, and he did not miss an extra point so far this year.
Ah, there you go.
22 of 22. So you come to a nice weather environment and an offense that clearly Kyle Shanahan, you know, he's sort of devalued the idea of, like, we need to be able to hit the 58-yarder. I think he wants reliability inside of 49 yards, and so far Matt Gay has been that.
And reliability on the PAT. You know, not that Eddie Pinheiro has been anything but good, but as a PAT kicker, he struggled, and, you know, Matt Gay is one of 10 kickers to not miss a PAT, and he's had more than 20 attempts. So if you're the Niners, you're thinking, all right, any field goal over 50 is going to be found money, and you know, I would bet that Shanahan continues to try to go for it on fourth down as he has this year. He's gone for it more than ever before. And if you're sitting there at fourth and three and you're at the opponent's 35, which would be a 53-yarder, I bet you they go for it.
Matt Gay missed 5 extra points as a full-time rookie in Tampa back in 2019. And since then, as an almost full-time kicker every year, there was one year he only did 7 games with the Rams. But from 2020 till now, since then, he has missed, count them, 3 extra points.
Wow.
Since 2020.
Okay.
So, look, you know, this is the kicking carousel. And I don't know. I feel pretty solid with this. Again, reliable guy once you get to the 30-yard line. Once you maybe even the 35-yard line. Pretty reliable guy. Come to a nice weather stadium and see what he can do. And I don't know how many weeks they're going to need him either. It feels like probably at least 2 is my guess.
But you
you get a bye.
You get the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you would think. I mean, if you do 2 and then, you know, you go ahead and throw him to the Wolves against Cleveland and Shedeur Sanders. And that's going to be a tough spot anyway. The field is not great.
Nope.
The weather is terrible. And that's never going to be an easy place to kick. So as opposed to rushing Eddie back, and I'm just looking at this here, Eddie is tied for 2nd in the league in most field goals made.
That's crazy.
He's only behind Cameron Dicker, the field goal kicker.
And he joined the Niners week 2, right?
He's kicked 10 games.
Yeah,
and he's kicked 22 field goals. He's 22 for 22 on field goals. And he and Nick Folk are the only ones who are perfect from field goal range.
Interesting.
Of people who've kicked more than 15 field goals.
By the way, I figured we were close enough. We're barely close enough to actually get a weather report for Sunday, the 30th in Cleveland.
Yep.
I don't care. Maybe this doesn't matter to you. Still,
it's going to be 38 and windy, is my guess.
I've got 41. Oh. 41 degrees is the high. 34 is the low.
Okay.
And you've got a 40% chance of a little precipitation. It does not look like it'll be snowing.
Right.
But, you know, it could be a little damp. Could be a little damp there in Cleveland this
damp
time of year.
Damp and cold, and the forecast is for a lot of Shedeur Sanders running around.
Is that the case?
Well, he's going to start this week.
I don't know if they announced that yet.
Oh, they did, yeah, earlier today.
They did?
I believe so.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, Gabriel's out.
You got to go to Grandy for confirmation, but my confirmation is not good enough anymore.
I saw, what's his name?
I
saw Shapiro put out the odds on it, which made me think, like, that people were betting on whether or not he was going to start. So I didn't think it had been announced.
Yeah, I heard the news, and I picked him up in our fantasy league. So,
no, you didn't. Did you really?
Of course.
Like, to do what? Are you going
to
play?
To run around and throw for 81 yards and rush for 92.
You're not playing him. Are you playing him?
Probably.
Who's your other QB?
Well, I just dropped JJ. I'm about to get Bench McCarthy.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got what's his nuts for Washington on IR.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
And then I've got Marcus Mariota, and I've got Sam Darnold. I got 4 quarterbacks.
You're not starting Shedeur Sanders over Darnold.
Watch me in a
Please
big week.
Do it.
Sam
Please.
Darnold's got a cookie this week, doesn't he?
Somewhat, but all
There's
he does is throw picks.
Who does Seattle play?
I think Tennessee. Is that right?
Yeah, dude, what are you doing? What are you picking up Shedeur Sanders for?
Because they're going to let Shedeur cook. And if I don't start him this week, I'm definitely starting him against the Niners.
What are we doing?
I'll definitely start him against the Niners.
Who's Cleveland playing this week?
I'll tell you. Stand by. They are playing.
I haven't done my.
Vegas. Oh, at God. Vegas. Oh, that is a Shedeur revenge All spot because right. the Raiders were supposed to draft him but didn't. Shadur's going to go for 100 and 100.
If there's one game this week to not watch, I guess there's some intrigue on Shedeur. But good Lord, the Browns and the
if
Raiders.
If there is one game to watch, is Kansas City hosting Indianapolis.
Hold that thought.
Yep,
yeah, we're talking about. If the Chiefs lose that one, then it's boogie time for your boys.
Yep.
Anyway, having some fun here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Greg Cosell in 10 minutes, Warriors live in 40 minutes. And again, if you're just joining us, the Warriors are doing a full load management special. There will be no Steph, no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan. tonight in Miami, and they have become double-digit underdogs. Look, it is not our job here at 95.7 The Game to tell you how, you know, to feel or what to. So if this kind of stuff angers you, I get it. I think, Dibs, you get it. You know what I mean? I understand the whole either the we bought tickets for this game thing or just the general, like, I don't know, there's a game on the schedule. Don't you want to play it sort of a thing? I totally understand it. 408 texted in. Definitely bothers me. We say they're playing the long game, but seems to overlook that we first need to win enough games to even consider the long game. These scheduled losses will come back to haunt us in April. That's from Gil. Thank you, Gil. Possibly. Like, I get it. I mean, by definition, if you're kicking away games right now, whatever seed you're able to achieve, in theory, it could have been higher. But then again, the way I look at it, like, we're all tapped into Warrior basketball, so we're triggered by their load management games. Y'all understand. So the other teams are doing this too. They're almost all of them.
Well, and some teams that aren't are having players get hurt. And it's There's not because too. They're out there playing basketball. I mean, when you play basketball, you're more likely to get hurt than if you don't play basketball. But
I agree
that's
with
the
that
nature
take.
Of, like, when you play and you're out there on a short rest or a back-to-back or whatever it is, you are more likely to get injured. And so that's the precaution they're taking.
Yeah, I think what this actually comes down to, if you really, really want to dive into this, do you buy what the Warriors are selling? You buy it? I buy it.
Buy what? That they're trying to be fresh for April?
It's not just that. That's one aspect of many. I think most fans don't want to hear when Steve Kerr says, yeah, it was 17 games in 29 days in 13 cities or whatever. Here it is again, okay?
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track or anything, but I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
Steve Kerr has been part of the NBA for essentially 40 years. And he just said, this is the hardest thing to start a season he's ever seen.
And he even went on to say, like, when he was a player, you'd have 4 and 5 nights, but then you'd have 3 nights off.
Right.
So you could at least, like, come back and have a rest day and then 2 practices. And that's one of his big issues is that you don't get to practice. And you look at this, the schedule they've had, it's been game, off day, back-to-back, off day, travel day. They haven't practiced this whole road trip, and I get that.
So, I mean, like, do we buy what Steve Kerr is selling? I just, what I keep struggling with, because I know people go, oh, like, even here come the violin texts. Cry me a river, you stupid millionaires with your first class plane flights that have good meals on it. By the way, it's true. They can get a good meal on a flight. You can. It's not like against the rules. They're just messing with you. Believe me.
Not just a snack box.
No, twice in my life, I've been on a sports, like, private plane.
Dude, I've had a few.
The food is incredible.
Food before you take off.
I'm like, I didn't know you could do this. I thought it was because you didn't have a kitchen in there.
Mm.
They can do it.
They got it.
They just don't do it. Anyway, back to Wiggins. So, like, is Steve lying? Is he whining? I'm trying to figure out what reason he would have to tell you this. Why would Steve and all the Warriors be like, this is the craziest? Nick Friedell is a reporter. He's not on the Warriors. He agreed with him when we asked him. He said, I've never seen anything like this. Why would they be pitching that to you if it's not real? The Warriors don't need to get people on their side. They're the Warriors. They have 4 championship rings. They don't need your PR. So, like, I don't know. I guess that's what's going on with the Warriors, and apparently it's pretty freaking difficult, and they're trying to manage it, and they've done so with a 9-7 record and 3 wins on this trip.
The cynic would say, like, oh God, it's got to be brutal to actually have to play basketball for 33 minutes on a night. And so
we don't know, though. We don't know what that feels like.
I'm not going to be the cynic because I'm going to take him at face value, and I looked across the league, as you know, earlier today, and no other team has had this many games, this many road games, or this many back-to-back. So even relative to the industry in which they work, yes, this is more rigorous. However, I'm going to say this. When you come home and you've got five games in 14 days with no back-to-backs and a bunch of lambs on the schedule, don't go 3-2. Man, you better go out there with all this rest and all your practice time and all the rest of it. You better come home and be fresh and be good. If not, I'm going to look back at this and say, well, you were just crying.
I think that, well, I don't think it means they were crying.
That's what I'll say.
You can say that.
And I will.
I don't think that they're crybabies, but they can be wrong. They could be wrong with their strategic approach. This is strategic. The Warriors aren't whining.
No, but if you're going to rest
they're
guys,
executing a strategy.
Be fresh and rock Portland.
Agreed.
And you have 2 days off, and then you've got Utah.
Yeah, I agree.
Punk Utah.
Of course they will.
And you've got 2 days off between Houston and New Orleans. You rock New Orleans.
Of course they will.
They better. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's fair. All right. 888-957-9570. We do have some calls in the 3 o'clock hour. Time for calls, I should say. Greg Cosell is going to join us next. NFL Films. We'll deep dive. He'll tell us to work on material. He'll have good laughs and then probably say something to challenge Dibs. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens this time. How about Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners, Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. They're still undefeated on this. Warriors made 13 threes last night. Got to make 10 for the donation. They did it. Another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Steph had 7, Draymond with 2, 4 others with 1 each. 16 for 16 so far this year on donations for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to help out, we would love that. Make a donation to Autism yourself at sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, 888-957-9570. Warriors Live is coming up in about a half hour. Greg Cosell is coming up in about 5 minutes. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Every time we get to this moment, it just feels like it's like, ooh, this is what we've been waiting for.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the epitome of hump day where you get to hump day, which is today, and then getting over the hump involves one beautiful NFL expert.
Yeah, there it is. NFL Films' Greg Cosell on the River Islands guest line. And before we bring Greg in, I do want to let everybody know, of course, the Niners don't play this weekend. They play Monday night. You and I are going to be there doing our show leading into this whole thing. So we're going to be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Get you ready for the game starting at 2. There's food, drinks there. We're there. There's games in the parking lot.
Yep.
We're going to have that shuttle over to the stadium. You got to sign up for that. It's free. Great way to get to and from the game. So go to 957thegame.com. Seats do fill up, but register there. Get your spot at 957thegame.com. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we're here for Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Hello, Greg. What's going on?
You know, I was just watching Steph Curry there while I was waiting for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of noticed he's a pretty good shooter. You notice that?
Yeah, good little player, Greg.
I felt that too. There are moments where I have also felt that, Greg. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
So, you know, that makes sense. Yeah.
I didn't know you only broke down NFL film. Apparently, you are also elite at the NBA game as well.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm elite at it, but I did play basketball in high school and college. So, of course, that was back, you know, before they had indoor plumbing. So, you know, it was a long time ago.
Peach baskets, yeah.
You want to try a Warriors segment with us sometime, Greg?
Well, you know, I don't see a lot of the Warriors because I'm on the East Coast and it's these late games, you know. So, like, for instance, tonight when I do go home, which won't be for a little while, but I'll put the Sixers on, you know, I watch the NBA.
Oh, the Warriors are on the East Coast tonight, Greg. They're in Miami. Now, you won't actually see Warriors you've heard of, but but you can watch.
Yeah, well, I'll probably watch the Sixers, you know?
Okay, all right. Well, the Warriors are playing the Sixers, actually, in 2 weeks. They're in Philadelphia, I think, on December 4th, if my mind is correct.
What day of the week is that?
That's going to be a Thursday, yeah. Greg. It's going to be a Thursday.
Oh, well, maybe you guys can get me in the building, you know? I mean, you guys are important. I'm just a guy.
We know people.
Yep.
We know people.
All right, we'll have to discuss.
What NFL game are you getting us into, Greg?
I don't go to any NFL games, you know. Yeah, I don't do that.
I'm not asking for you to go. I'm asking for us to go, Greg. You know people. Anyway, let's talk about some games that have already happened, okay? I would love to hear your response to something that we've gotten from a lot of fans, which was, sure, Niners won by a lot of points, and things were moving, but also because the Cardinals, well, maybe it wasn't because the Cardinals were down by so much, but Jacoby Brissett put up these just gaudy passing numbers in the game. So is that a sign that the defense was not playing well? Was that kind of game script? What would you say to that fan, Greg?
Well, the first thing I would say is, how many times did he throw the ball? I mean, if you throw the ball that many times, you're going to put up numbers. Yeah. I guess my response to that would be, if you're going to throw the ball close to 60 times, did they expect him to complete 10 balls and go 10 for 60 for 100 yards? What do you expect when a guy throws the ball 60 times? He's going to complete balls. They didn't really complete many big plays at all. The 49ers were in total control of the game pretty much from the beginning once they jumped ahead 14-0. We know what their quote-unquote weaknesses are on the defensive side. They do not have a great four-man D-line pass rush. That's not going to change tomorrow. But just looking at Brissett's numbers, I wouldn't view that as that's something that's wrong, that's different than we knew before that game.
And looking at the film, did you see an even more lean toward the bend but don't break from Robert Saleh, knowing that they were up 14 or 13-0 early?
Yeah, and that didn't surprise me in the least. I mean, you know, don't forget that, you know, they got ahead big and, you know, relatively big, and there was never a sense that they were not in control. So yes, that's an odd game. That's not a great game in my view, you know, having done this for a long time and seeing a lot of football and watching tape. That's not a game to really make a true evaluation of their defense. We know what the strengths are. We know what the concerns are. But that's not a game to really say, oh my God, there's a problem here. We know what they are. We've discussed that. Like I said, they're not going to be any different today than they were last week. There's still concerns.
Greg, we're probably burying the lead. Would love to hear what your impressions were of Brock Purdy. And I mean it specifically this way. In theory, the 8 quarters that we had seen him this year before now, in 6 of them, we're told he was kind of compromised with the toe. And so some balls sailed and things like that. I wonder how you thought he looked last week as compared to what we had seen earlier in the year.
Oh, did Purdy play this week? I didn't notice.
Yeah, he did.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I thought
three touchdown passes. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought right from the start he played pretty well. I mean, the second possession was to me a great example when he hit Jennings for 25 yards. That was a great concept. But, you know, one of the things about the Niners pass game, and I think about this with all quarterbacks, you know, and you guys obviously watch the Niners, but you watch a lot of football. You're not just watching the Niners, I'm sure. And I think about this when I talk to people who always want to talk quarterbacks, is when you see a really well-designed scheme and the receiver by NFL standards is open, like Jennings was on that 25-yard play on the second possession, do you immediately think, oh, that's great quarterbacking? Or do you think, hey, that's a really good scheme and, you know, it becomes pitch and catch? You know, and I think about that a lot because obviously it's a combination. You know, that play became pitch and catch because the scheme. I'll tell you the play to me that really stood out as a great example of to me what Purdy is the 30-yard touchdown that ended the second possession because he checked that. He saw the coverage, and he changed the formation and the play call, and he knew that he had linebacker Davis Gaither on Kittle. And, you know, that to me was just a great example of understanding what he saw, changing the play, and then he got the matchup that he knew he would get. and it was a touchdown. But I thought Purdy played well. Now, the thing about Purdy, and this is a little different than Mac Jones, so sometimes it's a positive, and every once in a while it's a negative. But he has a very aggressive mindset as a thrower, more so than Mac Jones. So he will turn it loose, which at times can result in some forced throws. You see that once in a while. But at other times it results in outstanding window throws versus zone coverage, which is an absolute strength of his game.
Yeah, a couple of dangerous ones later in that half, but I want to ask you about the third touchdown, the pass to Christian McCaffrey, and the design that you saw where looked like Jennings didn't exactly run a pick, but he kind of cleared out the left side of the defense, and McCaffrey was able to leak out for an easy pitch and catch.
Oh, yeah, the 9-yard touchdown, our first and goal. That was another well-designed concept. That was versus man coverage. Kittle ran right at the linebacker, Simon. He collisioned him. You know, some might say that was offensive pass interference, but you know what? It wasn't called, so it wasn't. And he collisioned him, and that prevented Simon from expanding outside to match McCaffrey, who was his coverage responsibility. So that was another, you know, well-schemed, well-designed concept that presented a nice, clean red zone throw. You know, there's a number of ways to score in the red zone. I happen to listen to Ben Johnson. I don't listen to a lot of press conferences because I'm watching tape. I just happened to catch this one. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, and somebody asked him about 50-50 balls because he has two big receivers, you know, on the outside. And he said, I'm not a believer in 50-50 balls. I'd rather scheme plays than just throw a ball up for grabs and hope my guy catches it. And I think Kyle Shanahan is probably has the same school of thought there. And, you know, that's just a great example of scheming up a play. We've seen that a number of times this year. I forget which game it was when McCaffrey caught a 1 or 2 yard touchdown where there was motion. It might have been Mac Jones playing then. I can't remember. But I think Kyle is more of the belief that you scheme it up and try to create a clean throw for your quarterback rather than just throwing it up to a 50-50 ball.
Greg, it seems the last couple of weeks especially, maybe longer, the 49ers are starting to get some continuity and production out of their offensive line that was not there before. What are you seeing that's different there?
Yeah, well, this was a game clearly where, you know, McCaffrey had a little more space. Clearly, Robinson had some space. And if you can get McCaffrey to the second level, you know, say what you want about McCaffrey. I'm sure many of your listeners think he's not the same guy as he was 3 or 4 years ago. And I know that he only had this week, he had a 20-yard run, which is his longest run of the season. But he is a hard runner. He gets hard-earned yards. And we'll see as the season progresses if there continues to be first-level space where he can get to the second level, if indeed he can break one. But he runs hard. There's no difference in that in terms of McCaffrey. He gets tough yards, and we'll see. But I think he's running well. You know, it's funny. I speak to my guys in the matchup room here who, you know, we all watch tape, and I say, do you see any difference in McCaffrey? And they say, no, he looks like McCaffrey. I mean, obviously in the pass game, he's really, really good. So he's a totally complete back. I mean, he's on his way to getting, you know, another 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving season, which would make him the only guy to do that in history for a running back. So, you know, but I agree. I think the O-line is gradually starting to look a little better.
Yeah, and he would be only the fourth ever to go 1,000-1,000, like you said, the second or the first guy to ever do it twice. And I wonder, as we turn the page on our week and on the Niner week, you look at Carolina, they don't look to be, in my opinion, a great rush defense. Is this another game where the Niners and Shanahan can really establish a ground game?
Well, I think they try to do that every week.
Yeah, sure.
And obviously, if it works early on, you know, if they feel that they're sustaining offense with the run game, they're going to stay with it and they're going to work off of it. They'll definitely try to do that. This is a defense that is, you know, they've got some. You know, Derek Brown's a good football player. Although I don't think he played this week. I watched that tape and I can't remember seeing it. Yeah, maybe he did. I can't remember. But you know, the crazy thing about Carolina is they're coming off a game where Bryce Young had the best game of his career, hands down. And that's not the way he played this week was great, but that's not normally the way he plays. But again, you're facing a 49er defense that doesn't necessarily get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But the O-line for the Panthers is not very good. And I would love to see the Niners this week be able to generate some pressure with a four-man pass rush.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. I'd love to hear you expand on Bryce Young. What are we looking at this year and overall with because he does – I mean, he seems better than he used to be. I would love your breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the team he just played, Atlanta, is nothing like the 49ers defense. Atlanta is a team that is high percentage pressure and high percentage man coverage. And Young had a really good game. Obviously, he handled that well. He had a strong game versus those two things. Empty formations are a major part of the Panthers' pass game. He's had the most empty dropbacks of any quarterback in the NFL up to this point in the season. So, you know, they feel that he'll get it out quick. You know, when you're an empty, obviously, if you truly want to pressure a quarterback when they're an empty, you can do that because there's only five pass protectors. So you can pressure if you choose to. But Young is an interesting guy because he doesn't really have a big arm. He's clearly short. So everything really has to be defined, and he has to get the ball out because he's not a guy that can sit in the pocket. And to the term we use for guys like that, he can't really sit on his back foot and drive the football. He's not that guy. So the ball has to come out. He's very dependent on the scheme and throws being presented within the context and structure of the pass game. So in an ideal world, there's multiple ways to deal with that. You can obviously try to take away route concepts and make him have to wait, or you can go after him because he's not really a playmaker. He can make throws on the move, but he's not really a playmaker.
And for the Niners being one of the least blitz-happy teams in football, I had him at third to last. How do you look at the tape and see the 49ers trying to adjust for Carolina going empty? Do they still just rush four and sit in their cover with seven sort of approach?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, Robert Saleh up to this point has decided, and again, you know, so much too of blitzing has to do with who your players are. Not everybody's a great blitzer, okay? And keep that in mind. You know, we just assume, okay, let's blitz and let's rush the quarterback. You know, not every linebacker is a great blitzer. Not every safety is a great blitzer. So we know that Bethune, and he's not necessarily a blitzer, but he'll be out this week with a high ankle strain. By the way, I thought Robinson played pretty good in place of him, but he'll be out, and I think he's played really well in place of Fred Warner. So I wouldn't expect that Robert Saleh is going to be super aggressive with pressure. I think he's going to look to rush for, like I said, against an O-line that's just very uneven when it comes to pass pro, and then just play, you know, coverage on the back end and see how that goes. You know, like I said, last week was more of an aberration game for Bryce Young in his career. You know, he's not going to throw for 448 yards this week. So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't expect a major change from Coach Saleh on this game.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. While we're talking about a defensive coordinator approach, this was always a characteristic that people used to talk about with Bill Belichick, that he was very good at taking the other team's best thing away. What is Carolina's best thing?
Ideally, the run game. It wasn't last week, but ideally the run game. Rico Dowdle is a hard runner, gets tough yards. They want to be able to do that. But the one thing they do have, and this will be interesting against the corners of the Niners, is their three top receivers are incredibly big.
Yep.
You got Tedero McMillan, who I really, really liked. I loved him coming out of college. He's 6'4". You've got Xavier Leggett, who's maybe only 6'1", 6'1 and a half, but he's built really well. You got Jalen Coker, who's in the 6'2", 6'3 range. So their three top wideouts are big, and the 49ers corners are not. So, again, you know, we'll see how the Panthers decide to go about attacking that. But McMillan is a really interesting player to me. He's smooth. He's fluid. He's a little faster than you think. You know, you wouldn't call him purely explosive. You know, he's not Justin Jefferson, but he's really kind of a smooth, easy mover.
And you look at the Niners, and they got Ricky Pearsall back. He had just the one target and the one catch. And yeah. I know he's kind of still playing his way back into it. Is it still a case with the Niner offense of, you know, a lot of 21 personnel with Juszczyk in there and relying on George Kittle?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they rely on anyone in the pass game, and I think we've talked about this. I don't think they look and say, you know what? Ricky Pearce only had one target last week. This week, we got to get him 10. I don't think Kyle Shanahan thinks like that. My guess is he'll have more than one this week, but I don't think they're going to come out and just start feeding Ricky Pearce all the ball, because that's not really the way they play offense. Now, the Panthers on defense, J.C. Horn's a really good player. He's their boundary corner, okay? Michael Jackson, who's got good size, is their field corner. So Horn doesn't match up. They play boundary and field. That's the way they play. So, you know, we'll see how it maps out. You know, their pass rush is – they play a lot of young players. I mean, they've got the rookie Scowerton, who plays a ton of snaps as one edge rusher. They've got G.J. Wanham, who's been in the league 4 or 5 years. You know, they don't really have a true big-time edge rusher right now. Well, you know, we'll see if Scowerton becomes that guy, but right now he's not that guy.
Greg, Malik Mustafa got an interception. We've talked a lot about the safety position. I wonder what you see in terms of how it's evolving and if are those guys getting better each week?
Yeah, well, they clearly now believe that Brown and Mustafa are their two best, although they played a ton of what I call big nickel last week, where they played three safeties, and Pinnick played probably close to 30 snaps, if I'm not mistaken. So they played a lot of big nickel. You know, and who knows, they could do more of that this game because of the wide receivers being big. But, yeah, I think that, look, Mustafa is a good player. Coming out of Wake Forest, I liked him a lot. I thought last year was his rookie year, right? Was last year his rookie year?
Yes, that's correct.
And he played really well until he got hurt. Now he's back this year. You know, he missed some time, but he's back. Clearly, they now believe Brown and Mustafa, and they use them kind of interchangeably. They both can play on the back end. They both can play down in the box or overhang. So, you know, they feel that that gives them their best, their two best safeties. Pinnick is much more of a box-type safety, so when they do go big nickel, he tends to play more like a linebacker. But, yeah, Brown and don't forget, I think they were both second-round picks or certainly third-round picks tops. So you're dealing with guys that they felt good about when they drafted them. And, you know, sometimes the way it works in this league, you know, is you got to play your draft choices sooner or later and see if they can play. Because if you draft them within the first three rounds, you believe they're going to be NFL starters. So you've got to play them at some point.
Okay, Greg, here comes the big moment.
Oh, boy, I know, this is big.
I know you've said
you're not going to ask me who's going to win this week, are you?
No, of course not, Greg.
You've said for a long time you don't like doing this, but the bottom line is you did it last week, and now you're 1-0, and so now we're
hot.
Now we're addicted.
And I nailed it, huh?
Yep, you're 1-0. Yeah. You've never lost a game in your life. Here it is, the big pick with Greg Cosell. Niners and Panthers, lay it out here for us, Greg.
Oh, boy. Well, I think, you know, based on the way I thought the Niners played last week on offense, I think, you know, ideally there's a sense of rhythm that is starting with their offense. And I don't think the defense for the Panthers is good enough to stop that if the Niners are playing, you know, the way they're capable of playing. Obviously, it's a Monday night national TV game. You know, I would look at the Niners as the better team here. I would expect them to win. Let's put it that way. I would expect the Niners to win this game.
Okay, and the number is 1-800-COSELL for a free pick, right? Is that what you want people to call?
That would not be something we would want to discuss, you know, because I work for the NFL, and gambling is an illegal activity.
Yeah,
by the way, I've never bet on a sporting event in my life, so I don't even know what half the things mean when they talk about betting. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. Other than last week when you said you liked the Niners, and then I liquidated all assets, and so thank you, Greg.
Yeah, and so that will you be sending me a big check then?
Go ahead and look in the mail.
Yeah,
the check's in the mail.
Small check, Greg. Yeah. Small check.
Right.
You work on commission now, so it's a
yeah. And it'll be a third party check. So good luck depositing that.
Right.
Greg, thank you as always, and we look forward to next week.
All right. Hey, hopefully we got some big games coming up. They're still right there in the division race, so let's see what happens.
Oh, hey, real quick, is this like we were talking earlier about the Chiefs-Colts game, and I'm mindful of what the Colts did when they went to Pittsburgh, and they kind of got their doors blown off there, and you know that the simple thought is, oh gosh, that's when they go outdoors in November. It just gets harder for them. Do you kind of see that as like, are we going to see a lesser version of the Colts maybe this weekend?
I mean, it's so hard to know. Everybody's just waiting for the Chiefs to be great because now they're 5-5. Although the run game certainly travels, and they've got a great run game with Jonathan Taylor. So, you know, that's one of those games, guys, and I'm just being honest. I could give you five reasons and five variables on either side. You know, that's a hard game to figure, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so you're probably going to have to call his message phone in order to get that one. So
he gave you one free one. You got the one free pick. I mean, what more?
All right, Greg, thank you so much, sir.
All right, guys, really appreciate it as always. Thanks.
Yep. Absolutely. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, he's the best, and he's never lost a game in his entire life.
Now, he's hot.
Yeah, he is. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in the Engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. It's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. Earlier, we asked at the start of the road trip, we all agreed a 3-3 trip would be a success. If they lose tonight in Miami, it's a 3-3 trip. So do you still agree that 3-3 is a success? The yes vote wins, but barely.
Yeah.
Yeah. 53.6% of the vote says yes. 46.4 has changed their minds.
As did I.
Oh, you did?
I mean, 3-1. Yeah. You start thinking about Gordon Gekko. Greed is good. And so, 3-3 is no longer going to be good enough, Mark.
Well, that game is exactly an hour away, which means that Warriors Live starts now. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Warriors Live, coming up next with Willard and Dibs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.